This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany. Never miss a moment.
This month on the Morning Journey Rewind, Mark and Brittany get to know the new employee Tyler Moore by learning about his time in Australia. They race to see if they can break the Mr. Potato Head world record. And if your name is Ryan, you too can break a world record. Also, what do you do better with music? What's your best dad joke? And how you treat people really matters more than what you say.
Mark and Brittany with you, and Tyler. Tyler, we talked about last week. He is our new employee here. Great to have him here. And you had a huge birthday celebration over the weekend.
The big 3-0.
The big 3-0.
Yes. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
We're finding out a lot about Tyler. So you used to live in Australia, and so your birthday party was kind of Australian themed with Australian foods. What do Australians eat?
So it is overall very similar, but a lot of the differences that we had was in like the desserts. So we got some Australian chocolate we brought over. We had Vegemite and cheese scrolls. So Vegemite, I know that's the scary thing.
A Vegemite sandwich?
Yes. Yes. So we had that. We had squash. We unfortunately did not get kangaroo. We looked
they
into
eat
it.
Kangaroo?
Oh yeah, it's like deer.
I did not know that.
Do they really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Oh yeah.
It is. Tell you what, kangaroos can be nasty.
Oh yeah,
they're mean. I've heard. My husband tried to tell me that. I was like, but they look so cute. He's like, you don't want to get in a fight with kangaroo.
No, you don't.
No.
Well, you lived. I've always wanted to like go to Australia, but I feel like everything there can kill you, like the kangaroos. Apparently, did you see any like giant spiders while you were over there?
Oh, yep.
Is that a daily occurrence?
No, thank you.
Yes, yes it is.
Nope,
no,
out.
We saw, I'm talking literally the size of my hand.
Okay, I'm not going. Never mind. Never mind,
Brittany's,
not going to Australia ever.
Brittany's worst nightmare.
Yes, I am out on that. Well, I'm glad you didn't bring us Vegemite because I was worried about that. So you brought us, what are these called?
They're called Tim Tams.
Tim Tams.
So they're a chocolate cookie. I can bring Vegemite, though.
Oh, gosh.
Can you? Do you have some?
I do have some. I have leftovers. I'll bring it in.
What is it? What's a food that we have here that it would be similar to?
There's no exact thing. It's a very savory, strong, salty flavor.
Okay.
The closest thing I could think of, and this isn't right, but the closest thing I could think of would be drinking Worcestershire.
Oh, gross. So what do you put Vegemite on?
You put it on toast with butter. You can mix cheese with it. You put it in things. You never have it straight.
Okay.
But it's always done.
So if you bring it, you have to bring us something to have it with.
We can do that.
Okay. All right.
So bring that in one morning.
To just like eat Vegemite by itself. But we will try the Tim Tams here in just a little bit. I'm glad you brought us chocolate cookies. That sounds much better than Vegemite.
Tyler is with us. If you weren't listening earlier, Tyler is our new employee. Great to have you here. And he's already doing a lot of work in our production. And you'll be hearing more from him in the days to come. But Tyler just had a big birthday. Turned the big 3-0. You are from Australia. Well, you're not from Australia.
Right.
You've lived in Australia for a number of years. So your birthday party had an Australian theme to it.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, my wife did a lot of work getting Australian decorations and foods and things ready for it.
So one of the foods that you had.
Hold on. Speaking of decorations, we heard about this. One of the decorations was a life-size spider to celebrate like being in Australia. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, could we just not decorate with a spider? Like, no thanks.
Well, and for some context, this was a huntsman spider, for those not aware. So it's about the size of a dinner plate.
No thanks. All right, so you walk into Tyler's house for his birthday. He's got all this Australian food and a giant spider hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
So you can bring that in. You can bring that in, and we'll put that here in the studio.
No, thanks. Along with the Vegemite. Well, today you didn't bring us Vegemite, thank goodness. You brought us, what are these, Tim Tams?
Yes, they are Tim Tams. They're like a chocolate cookie.
Okay. So all we're going to try a Tim Tam before they melt.
They're very melted. Oh, there's chocolate on the inside, too.
Yep.
I did not realize that.
Those are good.
They're really good.
Yeah, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
I could get on board for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they are. They do have.
Can you get them here?
You can get off-brand ones, but they're not the same.
No, I don't want the off-brand.
No.
Right?
We want the real.
We got these online. They were not super cheap, but,
Tell me about this Tim Tam Slam thing.
Yeah. So it's a classic thing that they do. They'll do it with tea because they drink more tea in Australia than coffee. But you can do it where, excuse me. You take the corners, like diagonal corners off each end of the Tim Tam, dunk it in the coffee, and then you like suck through it like a straw.
So
Because it's got that
strategy
chocolate.
To that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to be skilled.
the hot coffee kind of melts the chocolate, and then you can kind of just put the whole thing in your mouth.
I think it would be much better with the coffee than tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd get on board for that. Tim Tams, Tim Tam Slams. I'm doing it all. I got to find these somewhere.
These are good. Thanks, Tyler.
You're welcome.
You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany, and Tyler is back with us again today. If you weren't with us yesterday, Tyler is the newest member to the Journey team, and Tyler spent several years in Australia. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he brought in Tim Tams for us to try. Those were great. That's the kind of chocolate cookie type thing that we thoroughly
covered
enjoyed
in chocolate.
Those.
What's not to like?
Yeah. So he said, okay, then tomorrow I'll bring in Vegemite. So we're going to try that here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
But before we deal with Vegemite, we have to address the issue in the control room. And that is the spider in the control room.
It's giant.
This is a giant.
If this thing was real, I would have like left the studio already. I'm glad it's fake.
So you had your 30th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It was a Australian themed party. So you had this life-size spider.
Yes.
Yeah. Not real.
No, not real. But it is, what's that, about 6-7 inches across?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we had that sitting up in a corner just for people to see.
Now you've had these the room. When you lived in Australia, you've had these in your house before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you wouldn't see them very often. But we went out back to the US while we were living in Australia to visit family. We came back after about a month, and there were 7 of those.
7?
And we had a small, like, 600-square-foot apartment.
Ooh, light
so
a match
in
and
every
walk out.
Room, there was at least one.
Burn it down.
Share the story of when you opened.
Oh, goodness.
Was it a closet door?
No, it was our front door.
Okay.
So we came in. We had a main door and, like, a screen door.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already clearing them out. I'd already killed, like, 5 where I'd shooed them outside, the ones that I could. And I opened our front door, and right about eye level.
Oh, no.
I was walking out and just about stepped right into it.
Well, that's like worst fear of mine right there. And these things are huge. They look like, I mean, if you would see them like running on the street, I think anyone would be scared of them, not just people who are afraid of spiders.
We talk about big spiders here in the U.S. These things are gigantic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No,
these
they are plate-sized.
Horror movie spiders.
What's the name of them?
They're called huntsmen.
Okay, so if you don't know what a huntsman spider looks like, Google it, and then you'll have nightmares, because I'm going to have nightmares tonight. I know it. All right, well, let's see. So Vegemite, it reminds me of the song Vegemite Sandwich.
Vegemite Sandwich.
Are you going to lick the spoon?
Oh,
or are you
going
to do the toast?
I'll lick the spoon first.
All right, we'll lick the spoon.
Let's see what we think here.
Good luck.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
It's something.
Oh, it's so salty.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. It's so salty.
That is salty.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. All right, we're going to try it now. It's so Vegemite is a spread, and so they eat it on toast primarily?
Yes. So this one is toast with butter.
It doesn't have a bad taste, but the salt, the amount of just straight salt.
All right, so we'll try it on the toast.
You probably have less on the toast, that whole piece of toast that you have, than you do on the spoon that you just licked.
Not so bad on the toast.
Okay. Not as bad.
No.
And then we have these crackers.
I can get on board on the toast.
The that's crackers are called, what are these called?
They're called shapes.
That's
shapes.
That is the name of them.
How creative.
Well, it's like a hexagon, but instead of calling them hexagons, they just called them shapes.
So these are not the digestive biscuits that you were telling us about yesterday.
No. Those are barbecue shapes.
Okay.
Tastes like soup. Like a tomato-y, like, soup.
Okay, now, though, I like those.
Mm.
I'm okay on the Vegemite on the toast.
Definitely on the toast.
Yeah.
Because the salt content is just
eating it by itself,
out of the world. Like, good grief. I've never had so much salt in one bite of food in my entire life. So now we know. It's not awful.
No.
I don't know if a Vegemite sandwich is a thing. Like, people do that, like, from the song. Like, I don't think you would make a whole sandwich with just Vegemite on it.
No. Maybe with a bunch of other stuff. You could have it as a,
like a spread.
Know, like a spread with, like, maybe some other condiments.
Okay.
Like
to go
meat
well with
and cheese.
And I was going to say cheese might be good.
You can get rolls with Vegemite and cheese in them. I personally am a big fan.
Okay.
I like those, the cheese and Vegemite rolls.
Yeah, maybe the cheese cuts the saltiness
maybe
a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Woo! I need some water after that.
We're just going to worship. We're going to be encouraged. And we're just going to be together.
That's the idea. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Have you ever played with a Mr. Potato Head?
I have. It's actually a lot of fun. My daughter has one, but I've never done it like this. And I didn't know this was a thing. Now, last week we were talking about the Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm.
And people do those and try to set records with the Rubik's Cube. And we talked about the guy who made art with them. But now I didn't know this was something people competed in. The time it takes to put together a Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
So now there's a new world record for that. Now, basically, putting it together means adding the accessories, because if you've seen one, you know it's a plastic potato. You can't really put the potato itself together.
You got to put the eyes, right. The ears, the nose, all of that goes in. So Caitlin did this. He set the record. He assembled one in 4.63 seconds.
You know what I should do? I think I should get all the pieces that are in here. He's got the hat, the eyes, the nose, both ears, a mustache, a mouth, two arms, and the feet.
Okay.
I think I should bring them all in tomorrow, and we should try this.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Yes.
All right. 4.63 seconds. I promise I won't practice tonight. I'll just bring him in tomorrow.
Yeah, he practiced kind of off and on, he said, over the last several years, and then finally decided, okay, I'm gonna go for the world record.
Look, if I get it in under 10 seconds the first time, then I might practice this since I have kids now and have one at home.
You'll have some time.
And try to beat him.
Yeah, you've got some time coming up.
But tomorrow, we'll see how we do. I'll bring him in. I'll bring in my Mr. Potato Head, and we'll see if we can beat the world record. Or at least maybe get it within, like...
Is it still your Mr. Potato Head?
No, it's my daughter's. Oh, okay. I have bought a new one. Okay. I don't have mine from childhood, no. And it's funny, too, because, like, you know, the new Toy Story movies come out. Mr. Potato Head's in the Toy Story movie. So just in time for that, we'll see if we can break a world record here on The Morning Journey.
And we have Mr. Potato Head in the studio
right now
with
us.
Right now
he can't talk because he has no mouth.
No, so he can't talk.
He can't speak to us yet.
He is unassembled right now. We told you yesterday that somebody had set the world record for putting a Mr. Potato Head together, 4.63 seconds. And Brittany said, I want to make a run at the record. I think actually what she really wants to do is just beat my time.
I just want to beat you. So I'm going to go first, which means you'll have an advantage. So when you go later, you'll know how much time you need to beat. If I can get this done in a minute, I think it'll be good. I've never timed myself doing this before, so we'll see how it goes. Tell me when you're ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
Has it been 4 seconds yet? I got the arms on.
She got the arms.
And the ears. I think that arm is backwards, but that's okay.
Okay, still working on it. He's coming together. Quickly.
Done.
18.64 seconds.
Woo! See, I think with practice.
You got it under 20.
With practice, I think I can make this happen. I really do. I think if I practice at this and work on like how many times like I have to do it, I think I can get it in like 4 seconds. Maybe. We'll have to see. But I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, no, that was quick.
Yeah, I think so. So now it's going to be your turn here in a little bit.
Oh,
and we'll
goodness.
See if you can beat my time.
All right, it's round number two of putting Mr. Potato Head together. A few minutes ago, Brittany tried to beat the world record, which is 4.63 seconds. Someone did that. Brittany hit 18 seconds. And
I think I did pretty good.
No, I think that's good. I think anything under 20 is probably really good.
Yeah, so now it's Mark's turn.
Yes, it is.
4.63 seconds is the goal. Now, we laid them out differently, so I wonder if strategy plays into it here.
Can I start with already holding the...
No.
No.
No touching.
Can't do it.
No touching. Shame, shame.
All right,
ready?
Give me a countdown.
Mark, get set, go. All right, he's got the butt on. The hat's on. You did not make the world record. We're already at 6 seconds. So the ears, the eyes. Oh, come on, come on. The nose and the mustache now. The mouth. Can we get the arms? Dun, dun, dun.
Got it.
27 seconds.
Oops.
Oh, see, look, things are falling off.
27 seconds.
27. We'll give it to you. 27 seconds. So definitely not 18.
No, it wasn't.
I love how we both put the mustache and the nose on before the mouth. So his mouth is like over his mustache. He looks a little messed up. I don't know how this kid did it, because even if you lay it
4.63 seconds he
right?
did this. I don't see.
Even if you lay it out perfectly, just the coordination of picking it all up seems like it takes more than 4 seconds.
See, I wonder if he had like a different, if he had everything laid out different.
Maybe. We
I'm
need
to
look at his, maybe
him.
There's a video and we need to look at his strategy and see how he laid it out. All right. But for the sake of our purposes, I'm the winner. 18 seconds to 27 seconds. Beat you by almost 10 seconds. Look at that. Bragging rights. Poor Mr. Potato Head. We'll take him home to my daughter.
Well, Brittany is no longer the Journey champion of putting Mr. Potato Head together.
I don't like being dethroned so quickly, but we let Tyler participate, which was our first mistake. So I did it in 18 seconds. Mark, you did it in 23 seconds.
Yes,
and we both had different... or 27 seconds, sorry. I gave you more credit than you deserve. We both had them rearranged differently, and then Tyler watched the video of how they did it and rearranged it somewhat similar to that. So it was a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the nose. You said that they had the nose and the mustache together.
The person I saw doing it, yeah, they had the nose and mustache pre-assembled.
I feel like that's cheating.
So Tyler did his in 17 seconds?
17 seconds.
Yes.
Beat me by a second.
That's quick.
I guess.
Got to get those world record strats.
Quicker than you.
I know, quicker than me. Well, you hold the Journey world record for now. So I think we need to do this our next staff meeting, get like everybody on staff to participate.
That's a great idea, yes.
Maybe I'll just keep him here. I don't think my daughter will miss him.
We'll keep him in the control room.
Poor Mr. Potato Head.
I just kind of channel surfing through the radio.
Families are catching on.
And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
To the best way.
So now this is the only thing I listen to now.
To wake up.
My style of everything has started and changed.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, this is for all the Ryans listening. You're invited to the Ryan Meetup in Minnesota. The group is trying to get an unofficial world records of Ryans gathering together.
Yeah, so if your name is Ryan, mark your calendar for July 24th and 25th. On the 24th, they're going to meet at the Mall of America, where they're going to try to make the world record for the most people of the same name to consecutively ride a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on the 25th, they're having what they call the Ryan Baseball Classic at Target Field in Minneapolis, where they're going to have a parade of Ryans before the Twins game. So if your name is Ryan, I mean, you might want to book that ticket to Minneapolis right now.
I may just change my name so I can go to a baseball game.
Right? Can we do that? Can we change our name to Ryan, like, legally and then go do this?
Where they're meeting at in the Mall of America, it's in the big rotunda there, but for this event, they're calling it the Rye-tunda.
The Rye-tunda.
The Rye-tunda.
I would really like to go to the Mall of America. I've heard there's a roller coaster inside,
there
which
is.
Sounds pretty
yeah.
sweet to
I've
me.
I've been there once.
Did you ride the roller coaster?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. See? Now, if only your name was Ryan, you could ride it again and make a world record. The things we have to do to get world records around here. Changing our name to Ryan. It's happening. This is Ryan and Ryan on the Morning Journey.
Start on a positive note. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Sometimes you just need some music to keep you motivated. It could be working out, maybe getting chores done around the house. Some people say that music actually helps them if they're doing something creative. Brittany, is there something that you are better at when the music is playing?
I think chores, for sure.
Yep.
It just makes it go by faster, it seems like. So always putting some music on. And then on our old house, we had a really, really big yard, and I could not cut the grass without music. It just made the time go by so much faster, and I felt like I was much more motivated and like while doing it, I think.
Yeah, chores, it's the same with me. If I've got to do chores, it distracts me enough from the actual chore. And then if the music is playing, I tend to get more done.
Yeah.
When I'm doing
Makes
the
sense.
Chores, yeah.
It does say that music helps with focus, it reduces your boredom, it even changes how your brain processes the effort that you're putting out. So if you need some motivation, like working out or anything, I know sometimes even just like playing music in my house with my daughter, like really does help us not be bored. And so, or like during meal times and things like that, it's better than turning the TV on because then we can just dance around to the music. So listening to The Journey really does boost your mood and help you get things done. So next time you need to do a chore, cut the grass, make sure you listen to The Journey.
Yeah, the one thing that I've never really understood, there are, and I know some people that do that, they say when they read, they like to have music playing.
I could not do that.
I can't do that. It's too distracting.
Right. That's a little too competitive for me. I do have friends that, instead of listening to music, will read, like listen to audiobooks while they do chores and stuff too, and they say they get a lot of done doing that, but sometimes they'll get like wrapped up in the story and forget what they're actually doing. So just be careful that you're not like baking or cooking, and if you are, make sure you're focused on the task at hand.
I turn y'all on in the morning when I get in my truck.
It's helpful when I'm taking the kids to school.
Here we go.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, Father's Day is coming up, and we've got tickets to give away, baseball tickets to see the Hill City Howlers. We are looking for best dad jokes, like what kind of shoes do frogs wear?
Oh, something about jumping or leaping or
open-toed sandals.
Oh, I was way off. Open-toed sandals. Got it. Yeah, we're looking for your best dad jokes. You can nominate yourself. Or if you're a daughter or son, you can nominate your dad. It's a 4-pack of tickets to see the Hill City Howlers. It's on our website right now at myjourneyfm.com. Looking forward to see your best dad jokes.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, the one thing that we should consider a ministry in our day-to-day interactions with people, and that is how we treat people, because it truly matters.
I feel like a lot of times if we're not serving in church, we feel like we don't have a ministry. But really, every day when you interact with others, even those in your family, that is a ministry, and we should treat it like one. It matters more than any stage, platform, microphone that you'll ever preach or sing on. How you treat people is really a reflection of Christ in you. And I feel like a lot of times we miss that mark. We check off all these boxes of things that we do, and even serving can become a negative thing if you treat the people that you serve with badly.
Yeah. And companies will often do like these internal studies of their company culture.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always an employee survey usually in those to gauge how the employees feel about how the company is treating them. And you either score really well or you don't score well at all. And it says a lot about the culture of that company.
A lot of people will work for less if the culture is
exactly
good.
Yeah.
And so how you treat people matters. Remember that today.
A great way to start your day, The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, I went to get cereal yesterday, and I ripped open the bag, and it ripped like all the way down the middle. And so cereal went everywhere. And so now I'm like in this dilemma, like, what do I do? Because I don't want to put it back in the box with a big hole in the bag, because then I'll have cereal all in the box.
Yeah, put it like in a, do you have like a Tupperware, put it in a Tupperware container.
I don't. The only Tupperware containers I have are like round Tupperware dishes. I feel like that would be weird.
You could take a, keep the box. You could take a, like a shop plastic shopping bag, stuff it in the box, and put that in, put the cereal in that.
That's not a terrible idea. Like,
no,
I get
it's
it.
Not.
Put the bag
there you go.
In the box first. So what I did is I put it in a Ziploc bag. And then the Ziploc bag will not fit back in the box. So that didn't work. So now I have a Ziploc bag of cereal in my like pantry next to the other cereal. I know some people who like pour it in like glass jars and stuff, but I don't want to like fully commit to having to do that every time, because I don't plan on ripping the bag the next time I open a bag of cereal.
So I'm out of ideas for Brittany's torn cereal bag. If you have an idea for her, call in.
Let me know, please.
You can call in this morning. Let us know.
800-424-9594, because the Ziploc thing is not really working out either. It's really hard to get cereal out of a Ziploc bag.
Turn on hope and encouragement. It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, Brittany was out of town over the weekend for a big birthday celebration in your family.
Yeah, my grandfather turned 90.
How about that?
So we had a lot of fun, but we just had like a simple cookout, like hot dogs and burgers. Mm-hmm. But my uncle, he has several grills, and he hasn't cleaned the one he decided to use.
Oh.
And we almost had to call the fire department. Not because of the amount of candles on the cake, but because of the fact that he
did not clean the grill
and almost set the house on fire. It was really bad. Like, there were flames out the back, in the middle.
Really?
Everywhere. My cousin, his son, was driving to the house. And he, when he got there, he was like, I was really hoping our house wasn't on fire. And I was like, you know, we were really worried there for a while. But we finally, like, I mean, he literally closed the grill and took a water hose and had to like hose it off before the house caught on fire. So luckily their house is brick and not vinyl, because if it was vinyl, the whole thing would have gone up in flames. So no fire department was called. We did not light 90 candles either. But my grandfather, I think he had a good time overall. But it was just good to get together and celebrate 90 years.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
Uplifting and encouraging, because you need it now more than ever.
You betcha.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
A prep school has a unique assignment for all freshmen. They must complete a challenging 5-day trek along the Appalachian Trail. This is a New Jersey prep school. They have been doing this for 5 decades.
Yeah, 53 years. They have to trek through the wilderness altogether, 55 miles with limited adult interaction. Now, they do train together in this, like, before school starts, so that they have some kind of idea of what they're going to do. Each student gets a specific role, like a navigator, a medic, a cook, a camp specialist, or a captain to lead everyone. And they all get trained, but none of them really knows how to do the whole thing by themselves. So it really does force them into teamwork.
Yeah, exactly. And what's interesting about this is that over the years, this hike has become a rite of passage for the students there. So it has become one of the school's most cherished activities that they do, a tradition. And the whole thing, though, as you mentioned, it's all about building teamwork, because many of these students, they've never hiked anywhere.
Right,
they've
or never, camped overnight no. outside so or it's a
totally,
anything.
Yeah, it's a totally new experience. So they spend part of their spring semester getting ready for it, and then they go on this hike, and everybody has an assignment that they have to do, and they learn team building. I think it's a great activity, great idea.
The one thing about it, too, is I bet it really cuts down on bullying, because by the time you're done with this hike, I mean, it's 5 days together in these conditions, rain or shine, so you have to really rely on each other. And so by the end of it, somebody who might have been a stranger or who you might have like picked on in school becomes one of your best friends. I think it's a great way to like bond everyone at the school together.
Yeah, and if you think about it, that will stay with them for the rest of their life. They'll learn a lot of things in school. Some of it they'll remember. Some of it they won't.
True.
But one of the students said that you learn that when life gets difficult, the hike is something that you can refer back to because you were part of a team and you finished this hike.
And those are invaluable things that like you can't get just from sitting in a classroom. So love this idea. I think everyone should do it. Even if you're not in school anymore, just take a hike with your family. Even if it's a short day hike, like you do learn things about each other when you kind of push your limits a little bit.
We just wanted to say thanks for making us part of your day. It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
And one of the reasons why the journey was started was to encourage people, to be a source of hope for people, whether it's what we say, whether it's the music. And we've had that opportunity over the years to do that. But some people that you meet or you may know are hurting so deeply that they need to see your life. They need to see a life truly lived out for Christ.
A lot of times we think about witnessing and evangelizing as like spreading scripture and speaking scripture and preaching at people. But really, it's about how you live your day-to-day life and how that honors God. And people will see that and ask you about it. And that's your opportunity to share. This is what God's done in my life. This is my testimony. And that's what people need most of the time, more than they need a sermon. So don't just talk about love, kindness, forgiveness, and generosity. You need to be those things because your deeds communicate far better than your words. We always talk about faith without actions isn't faith at all. And so make sure you're living out the things that you talk about, because if you're talking about them and then living a completely different life, people will see that and notice.
Yeah, 1 John 4:7 says, "Let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God."
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.